People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save a dollar off your first can.
Blog Talk Radio. Celebrating their 20th year in radio broadcasting with views not heard in the news, the International Taz and Paula Show interviews experts from all walks of life, bridging research and personal life journeys, revealing new ways to unleash life with a passion of a heartbeat. And now, here's Taz and Paula.
Woo! Today's the day to wave your magic wand. Get ready, because we do believe our guest, Margaret Ann Limbo, directs life as if she is an orchestra director with a humongous feather in each hand, for she has been taking creativity to the very top. Margaret shares with us her three recent publications, The Essential Guide to Aromatherapy and Vibrational Healing, 2 Archangels and Gemstone Guardians Cards, and The Cord Cutting, Releasing the Energetic Ties of the Past. When you hear what else she's done, you'll understand why we are certain Margaret Ann Limbo sleeps with one eye open and works around the clock. You are now listening to the International Taz and Paula Show. I'm Taz.
And I'm Paula. And all the things that's been going on with Margaret, I am really surprised that she can sleep at all. Margaret is also the author of the award-winning Chakra Awakening, The Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones. She has some cards, the Angels and Gemstone Guardian cards, and some CDs that are out, Color Your Life and Crystals with Crystals, and 9 spoken other audio CDs. And she's a creator of aroma energetic sprays, including smudge and spray and 7 chakra sprays. She's a spiritual entrepreneur and practitioner, aromatherapist, and owner of the Crystal Garden Bookstore. And she has a spiritual, which is, if she works it like I did my bookstore, it's actually a spiritual center as well as a bookstore. Welcome, Margaret. We're so glad to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I mean, my jaw dropped when I heard that amazing, and I'm not kidding. If you could see me, you would be, I almost was brought to tears. Thank you for your amazing kudos, both of you.
Well, most of your books have been around crystals, and in fact, your bookstore is called, the Crystal Garden.
Yes.
So what created this new interest in aromatherapy?
Well, it's really not that new, to be honest with you. I have been playing with and working with essential oils since the early 80s, back when I was still a mortgage banker, believe it or not. So before I even opened the Crystal Garden, I was already learning about and playing with. And I say playing with because I felt like I had to, hang out with them and get to know them. Well, early, like 1980, 81, something like that. And then, because life evolves, as it always does, I started, creating products for myself, blends, and then eventually, started my own line, and I actually wholesale my line internationally at this point. So the Crystal Garden also has a wholesale division as well, which is what I
did
with one eye open.
Wow. Well, can you tell our listening audience exactly what aromatherapy is?
Aromatherapy is the use of essential oils most often and most recommended through inhalation or application. So when inhalation, it could be directly inhaled through the nose, through the breath, essentially, and then that goes right to the limbic system of the brain, whereas through the olfactory system to the limbic system of the brain. And then if you use it topically, which I usually recommend on the soles of the feet with a carrier oil, which I can explain in more detail in a little bit, then that application gets into your bloodstream and helps affect you in a positive way. You know, diffusion, which is a form of inhalation, which is like spraying something or putting it in some kind of an aroma burner where you can diffuse it into there, or even just on the, you know, on your stove top and have some boiling water and drop a few drops, then we'll diffuse it into the air and then everybody can inhale it. That's just like a very superficial touch on how essential oils and aromatherapy can start to impact your life.
So it sounds like anybody could use this.
You really can. Anybody really can. And the thing that I've learned through, working with essential oils, it's always best to look it up, to research it. I mean, to this day, even within my own book and other people's books as well, if I miss something, which I really feel like I was very thorough, I feel like it's very, very important to do the research, because let's say someone has very low blood pressure and we end up using an essential oil like clary sage or sweet marjoram, both of which lower the blood pressure. So it's good if you have high blood pressure. But let's say someone has low blood pressure and they start using that essential oil, they can make their blood pressure even lower and go into a healing crisis. So these essential oils that we're talking about, or that I'm talking about with you and sharing in the world, I'm referring to real therapeutic quality medical grade oils versus the fragrance, which the fragrance is lovely. There's nothing, you know, I love my perfumes, but essential oils are different when you're using them because they're also therapeutic in nature.
Margaret, I was just thinking if, for instance, you had a particular essence you've put together whereby it really works to support balancing the system. Like, it seems to me if you put it out into the air, it's just, wow, it goes into the breath. You know, it goes directly into the system in a different kind of way. And is there anything in particular that one could put on their stove and let it go out into the air where, you know, it would really seem to balance the system?
It depends on what you're balancing. So, you know, if let's say you want more emotional balance, that let's say there's people in the household or yourself or a loved one feeling challenged by their emotions or by PMS, menopause, hysteria, anger, emotional upset, anything along those lines, which occurs to all of us at some point in our lives. You know, we're not walking around as saints. So, those challenges could arise for a number of different reasons. I created a blend that called Euphoria, and it's a combination of some of the formula of like lavender, clary sage is in there, geranium, and some others. And what that does is it helps to calm you down and bring emotional well-being and feeling like everything is okay. It could be maybe likened to a Valerian or Valium version of essential oils. You know, it's very good for calming everything down. So that's like one example. But Anti is another, where it's a blend of oils, but just single note oils, like something, let's say if you want just a general sense of calmness and you want to just use one oil, lavender. Lavender.
Oh, right, lavender.
Is that one of your favorites, Paula?
Yes, it is. I carry it with me when I travel.
That's really awesome because especially now we have these eclipses that are working with people in a very kind of harsh way. And so that sounds really wonderful that they could do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it really affects. So, you know, like I also like to put them into to misters or spray bottles. So another way that I sell Euphoria, or that a person could use a blend, it doesn't have to be my particular, well, I always welcome sales, but you can get like a, let's say, a 2-ounce spray bottle and put fill it up the majority of the way with water, and then put, let's say, about 3 milliliters, which you may need a pipette to know what that is, but let's say 30, 60. So that's about 90 drops, if you will, of a blend or an essential oil. Give it a good shake every time right before you use it, and then spray it on and around you, and then it will get so lost in the air like a diffuser, like the old-fashioned way of putting a stove, you know, a stovetop water boiling scenario. You can get the immediate result, and you can use it in your car, on the airplane. In fact, smudgeon spray is used for clearing negative energy and bringing in blessings and love, and that is in a spray bottle to help really clear negative energy and refill it with blessings. And so that can work with anything.
When you're traveling on a plane, you know, the trays and everything are loaded with germs. Does lavender help with that aspect? I mean,
what I would do, and I have done, I sometimes use a blend that I make called Anti-M's Anti, but you can also use just straight up, let's say that's the only bottle, which is like, if I was to pick one bottle of essential oil to always carry, it would be lavender and maybe second peppermint. But any essential oil that you might have, I would say the majority of them, and now this is a very broad stroke, so, you know, with all due respect, the majority of them are in some way antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, antiseptic. So it's better to, you know, maybe, you know, get the, it'll dampen a cloth, like a handkerchief or a tissue, with some water first and put it on, a couple of drops of the essential oil on it, and then wipe down those counters when you're on the airplane, and then it also puts it in the air, and if it's lavender, it will calm everybody down. So if there's anybody who's nervous nearby or somebody nearby that's coughing, you know, you can just put it on yourself or near, and you inhale it, and it's still going to get into the air.
Hmm. Wow.
So what's peppermint good for?
Peppermint I like when I need to wake up, for one.
Oh.
I if I'm getting really sleepy while I'm driving, let's say, or if I have a slight headache, thank goodness I don't get a lot of headaches, but let's say I am getting one, that's a nice one just to inhale it. I just open the bottle, deep breath, and then before you know it, I find myself relieved of that headache, especially if it's sinus related or something along those lines. So, you know, there's many others. Sweet marjoram is great for headaches. Very, very effective, and it calms things down quite a bit. But so is lavender. Lavender is a good go-to. Simple, easy, you know, for so many things.
Well, this lady that I go for a massage, she uses peppermint. So I asked her why she
is. In the massage? And what she said?
Yeah, in the massage oil. Uh-huh. So I asked her
to rub it all over the body. I've never experienced that. That would be a little ouchy, I would think.
Yeah, not really, but I just asked her because I thought it speeded up your system versus calming it.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that would kind of like, I kind of stay away from putting peppermint all over my body because, you know, you definitely want it away from your mucous membranes, but if you're comfortable, it's definitely an would have more of an agitating aspect to it. It's definitely a very clean and fresh smell. And I'm opening my book to that page. How do you like that?
Good.
So let's see, on the physical level, so headache, congestion, stay awake while driving. I said that, didn't I? Relieve itching and irritation. And mosquito bites it's very good in foot lotion. That's why I have used this to refresh and relieve aching feet. So if maybe there's some congestion in the body and she wants to try to get things moving, it's also good for digestion. And maybe that's from that perspective.
So the movement of the circulation within the body, I think you're moving things around. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, but under For Your Safety, I do list, as I had indicated when we were just talking before I opened my book, possible skin irritants.
Yeah.
Don't apply it to sensitive areas, mucous membranes, or private parts. Keep it away from your eyes.
Yeah.
Small quantities, you know, so it would definitely, and so that's important to know about essential oils, working with essential oils regardless. Even as I've been doing this 30 years now, right, more than 30, I still always look it up. I even wrote a book about it. I still look it up. You see, I went to my book, right?
You just want to double check. Does peppermint speed up your body? Like if you had high blood pressure, would it make your blood pressure higher?
It's invigorating. I don't know if it would actually increase your blood pressure. I don't know. I don't think so. You feel
I've
like
heard
it's
rosemary.
Doing that to you?
No, I just thought it was like kind of speeded up things, and I thought, well, maybe that would. But I heard rosemary increases your blood pressure.
It does.
Yeah.
And you know, peppermint is a vasoconstrictor, and that does narrow the blood vessels. So that could possibly. I'm not a medically trained aromatherapist, just so you know. But if it's going to narrow the blood vessels, I would think that would increase the blood pressure. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So those are things we always should ask before we use particular, or look up before we use particular oils. So it's a good thing we're bringing these things up.
I think so.
Now, is there something that could be used for arthritis? For people that have aches and pains in their joints, and they have arthritis.
Yeah. So in general, for aches and pains, just a few individual single notes or an individual oil. Aches and pains first, I'll say sweet marjoram is helpful. Eucalyptus is helpful, which is why those are often used in spa and spa treatments. Lemongrass is very good for muscular pains and aches. And then for working with healing or realigning, let's say, aches and pains from arthritis, in addition to, I always go to that Hippocrates saying, let food be thy medicine. So in addition to being mindful of what kind of foods we're ingesting, because it really does make a difference, then I would go, say, to make sure something like birch, or wintergreen, or a combination that I created that's called analgesic. It's like a play on words, analgesic, angelgesic. But I think that I have to name a few because I don't have my formulas memorized. I'm sure it has birch in it. I'm sure it has wintergreen. I probably put lavender in it. And I think spikenard is in there, and maybe cedarwood. And so blending oils, making a synergistic blend, can often help very much also. And then for arthritis, depending on what kind of, like how much you have of it in your physical body, or if it's just in one gnarly little finger or one knee, then I would first say make sure you use a carrier oil. So I want to mention that it's beneficial and very helpful, first not to waste the oil, and secondly to get it to distribute well is to put it in a carrier. And a carrier literally carries the oil. Like an unscented hand lotion is one of my favorites to use. It's just so easy that way. You put a couple of dollops of the lotion in your hand and a couple of drops of what you're going to apply, emulsify it, rub your hands together in the palm of your hand, and then apply it to that area, whether it's the finger, the knee, the toe, whatever it is. So the other thing is to really highly recommend applying it to the soles of the feet. Just massage right in. But you can also use olive oil, canola oil, sweet almond oil, so even household oils that you might have for cooking, something to carry it and get it so that it goes into the system better. Does that make sense?
Yes. How about coconut oil?
Coconut is fabulous. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, very much so.
Good. I'm in your book, You've talked about animals and planets and zodiac signs and chakras and numerology and the divination for each of the 60 essential oils in your book. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that, how you've included all of this?
Yeah. So, you know, I really wanted to help myself and the people that I interact with, as well as people reading the book, to understand a vibrational aspect of an essential oil, that it's not just therapeutic quality, which in itself is amazing. You know, just that aspect is fantastic. But to get to know the essential oil, you would I've associated for every single of each of the 60 essential oils, for example, an animal association. So this is based on animal medicine or animal totems, or just knowing an animal, what kind of qualities that animal has and how it might be associated. And I'm just using this as one of the many examples. But, for example, lavenders, because that's an easy one for us to talk about because most people know what that smells like and how it makes them feel. So the animals associated with lavender, I tagged the kittens and puppies.
Mm-hmm.
They're cute, they're comforting, they're feel-good vibes, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So I did that with that in mind. And likewise, because of my knowledge of astrology that I've practiced in also the early 80s, I think I started studying it. Well, actually, I started studying on some level back in grade school, believe it or not. But more seriously in the 80s, I chose the signs that I felt associated with lavender for various reasons. So in for lavender, I have Aquarius, Virgo, and Leo, and the planets of Chiron and Earth, Moon, and the Sun. So with these things in mind, what it does is it expands all that we know, feel, connect with in regard to a given essential oil. And then as far as affirmations and divine guidance, I make everything I do, I assign a matching positive thought to. I feel like if we can always use all the things that we have available to us and match it with a positive thought form and affirmation, then that can be a daily practice, a moment-to-moment practice, because everything we think creates a reality. And I know you guys know that, and I believe most people might know that, everything we think and feel. So for lavender, an affirmation I have is, I am healthy, whole, and complete. Peace and serenity are mine. I relax and breathe deeply, knowing all is well. I am grateful for sound sleep and pleasant dreams. And yeah. And there are other oils that might apply to that affirmation.
Do you have the affirmations in your book?
I do. Every single essential oil. So the way it's set up is like the, there's a key phrase, the botanical name, the note, the method of extraction, what parts of the plant or flowers we use, the fragrance, how to description, color, the chakra, astrological signs, the planets, the numbers, the animals, the elements. And then it goes into, in more written format versus a list, an affirmation, what complementary gemstones associated with that particular essential oil, what flower essences, which are different than essential oils. And I could go on and on and on, but I'll take a breath and let you guys ask the question.
Well, my gosh, it's amazing. I'm getting God bumps all over my body listening to you. This is like, you know, this book is, it'd be something that you could read and you can incorporate and understand more about the frequencies and the vibrations that can, you know, even maybe looking at a color would, you know, bring you real peace. I know that there's a special violet color that, like a rose violet, that's so beautiful. When I look at it, it just brings me really peace. I mean, it just really amazing. And I see it around me all the time. And I, you know, just having this book and you have the chakras and the numbers and the animals, you know, people have these things in their life, and it's pretty amazing that you've... How long did it take you to write this book?
This one took me about 2 years, I would say. You know, when I think back, I think it's about 2 years to really complete it, because I also don't have the therapeutic qualities memorized. I don't know that. I had to do research on the more physical aspects of it. I knew some of it, you know, and I've been using them and playing with them and working with them. So that part was research. And then the other part is I had to have enough time to be quiet and contemplate, you know, and be with an essential oil while still running businesses and giving workshops and et cetera, which is like you said so sweetly. I'm going to have to re-listen to the beginning of the show again, because you got me all jazzed about how sweet you said that. But for a while during the time writing the book, I wasn't sleeping that much because I was writing.
Now, did you sit with the essential oil and actually allow it to talk to you, allow it to tell you what it wanted you to say about it?
A lot of times I did. But some of them I knew well enough because I've been blending oils for many years. I would say I've been blending oils for about 15 years, like really on a more serious level, you know, longer than that for sure, but, you know, as a professional, I've been blending. And so when you're blending and using essential oils and bottling, because we hand bottle all the Crystal Garden essential oils, are all hand bottled, you get to know the oil. You're working with them on a regular basis, either filling a bottle or blending. So that I got to know quite a few of the essential oils. So that gave me a head start, but some that I didn't use on a regular basis, yeah, I had to sit with. And because most of the time I have a more clairaudience nature, meaning I hear the answer, I hear the guidance, I would sit and listen and wait till it came to me, you know? And it worked. It worked. I love it.
Boy, it's a way to build up your own confidence, too. You know, oh, wow, this is working.
Yeah.
So do you work, because you are so into crystals and gems, do you work with the gems and the oils together?
I do. I didn't always. And then when I started, I'm realizing that, it kind of evolved. So it evolved from using holy water. So we'll start there. So for many years, and growing up Catholic, let's start there. Growing up Catholic, holy water was a normal part of my life. And then any time we were sick, my mother would put holy oil or holy water on us, because that's the way she was, which I love. Very nurturing. And then when I started traveling, I started collecting holy waters from all over the world. You know how you can go...
Ooh.
Into the church, you know, and the church,
oh, wow.
You know, the gift shop, right?
Yeah.
I would do that. And then in cases when I started doing sacred sites journeys, I used to bring people to sacred sites. There were some of those churches were so ancient that I would create the essence while I was at the church using water that I had to drink, and then created the vibration. And then before I knew it, when people found out that I was creating, fast forward to when I'm creating these blends, found out that I use holy waters and sacred site essences inside of my I call them aroma energetic blends, then people started bringing me holy water or water from sacred rivers like the Ganges or the Knock Ireland or just, all over. I have chalice well water that I collected myself. So there's various ways that these waters came into my life. And then I came to my awareness. My goodness. It makes so much sense to add the vibration of rocks, these different gemstones that I feel like I know them so well now. Why not add another layer of vibration to this? And so I started making gemstone essences, and those are incorporated like in all my chakra sprays and Mother Mary spray and Kuan Yin spray, and the list goes on, you know. So it's very fun to make, too. They're really easy. Anybody can do it. And I even explain it inside the book as well on how to make them and what I recommend for what reasons, you know?
You know,
that's a good idea.
Makes me want to cry.
I'm going to be traveling in Spain and different areas where there's Catholic churches, so I'm going to do that. Glad we talked to you before I left. So that'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Wow. In your book, you have things about archangels and ascended masters, and they're listed in the book. In fact, you have a whole section that's dedicated to them. Why did you include it, and how can this be integrated with essential oils?
Well, when I wrote the Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones, so that was the first essential guide I wrote, I realized that gemstones had archangel association. So one thing leads to another, and because I think in gemstones, I think in rocks, what I realized is that if the complementary gemstones for an essential oil are listed, then it would make sense that then that would give me like a clue as to which archangel would be associated with that essential oil. And then once I did the matching, you know, I really looked and did a matching back and forth with researching within my own books, within my own content, I realized how profound it is that I could look to, and I'll use lavender as an example again. Let's say amethyst and ametrine are both complementary gemstones for lavender. Well, then it made sense to me to go and look and say, well, the Ascended Master Saint Germain would be perfect as
right.
a complementary vibration, right? Doesn't that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
Sure does. Yes, the flame.
Exactly. So then what I did is I did that throughout for every single essential oil. I made sure to include it in the paragraph about the spiritual uses of the essential oil because I list the spiritual use, the mental use, the emotional use, and the physical use. And then what I did then is then compile the list at the end of the book so that I love books that have easy lookup, easy reference. Because as a bookseller, because I'm a retailer, a bookstore owner, it makes sense to me because people want to look things up. You know, they ask a question to me or my staff and say, do you know what blah, blah, blah is good for? It's like, okay, well, let me make sure my books that I write have these appendices and these lists. So it's easy for someone to go and look up, oh, what essential oils are good for the third eye chakra, or what, you know, essential oils are good for clarity or to align with the divine or associated with a unicorn.
Yeah, your book is a book that everybody should have in their library for sure, and especially bookstore owners, as you say.
Well, that's really exciting because it has to do with health, you know, and without health, guess what? There's nothing, you know, actually. And
do you have rituals that you use? Do you have set rituals or rituals that you use the essential oils or the stones or all together? Or do you do any rituals?
No, I don't do a lot of ritual. Maybe I do ritual and I'm not aware of it anymore because it's so ordinary. Let me think about that question. Because, you know, I think we all have rituals or traditions, let's say. So,
on the eclipse.
I guess you could call it a ritual when I cleanse. Every time I do a session with, you know, I'm with somebody in a private session before they come in the room and while I'm setting up for whatever type of session it is, because I do a variety. I will spray the room with smudge and spray or, you know, or spray the gemstones that I might be using to do gemstone readings with them. I'll spray it with the smudge and spray. So I guess in that form I will. And often, you know, with cleaning, another ritual is cleaning my countertops with essential oils. In the kitchen, after I cook and it's the end of the night and I'm finishing up, I love to spritz the counter and clean it with as a final cleanse with essential oil.
Wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I make two, three products. They're in the Anti-M series, Anti-M, Aunt Margaret, that's me. And they're all in the realm of disinfecting. So Anti-M kitchen and bath, Anti-M bed linen and bathroom air freshener, you know. Mm-hmm. And those are disinfecting. So it's a ritual, but it's also for, a real, earthy kind of a purpose.
Well, as far as rituals go, I was thinking of eclipse, on the eclipse. You know, some people do certain things on eclipse, and I thought,
drumming circles, or like tonight I'm doing a cord-cutting ceremony at my store, and then tomorrow night is a full moon drumming circle, as close to the eclipse and the full moon as possible, and that's, with my schedule. So I guess my go-to one is smudge and spray, because I will spray smudge and spray and pass it around for everybody to spritz themselves if they will want to, which instead of using smoking, there's also sage and cedar spray or Palo Santo spray, which could be used for the same purposes. But so I'm just curious, do you have a ritual that has to do with essential oils or crystals or anything? I love to learn about other people's rituals and traditions.
I'm trying to think of her name. She has a full book of it, Robin LaPlante.
Oh, yeah?
And, she uses stones and sprays, and she has a whole book on rituals.
Oh, so does my friend. The Joy of Rituals, I think it's called, or something like that. Her name is Barbara Bizou, B-I-Z-O-U. She's well-known for that, too. So, yeah, those people listening that really want to learn more about that, those are both good, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a second book. It's called The Archangels and Gemstone Guardians Cards. And tell our listeners a little bit about your deck of cards and how they are different from other oracle cards. I noticed that you use both sides of the cards. Wow.
I do. My first deck, The Angels and Gemstone Guardians Cards, and the Archangels and Gemstone Guardians cards, which just came out, are two-sided cards. And so that's different than any cards I've seen so far. And on one side will be the gemstone. And a question for contemplation, because I really think it's powerful to do contemplative work. And then on the second, underneath it, also on that same side of the card, will be some divine guidance or some wisdom information, talk, conversation. And then when you flip the card over, there's an angel, or in this case, on this deck, is the archangel associated with that gemstone that got derived from my book. and then with their positive thoughts, their affirmations, and those affirmations are also from the original, from the book. And so it was a way to compile it in a different way, because I also do a lot of training for, I teach classes on crystals and gemstones and essential oils and as such. But like for people who are learning about gemstones and want to learn gemstone identification, number one, and two, what they're good for, it's like another tool. Like remember flashcards?
Right.
It's like a flashcard. So you can use it as a positive thought tool, as a training tool to teach yourself, but also for spiritual awareness and awakening of your own consciousness and getting to know thyself, get to know thyself even more. And then, of course, always as an oracle. I mean, they're always, both of these decks are oracle cards, and they can be combined with other types of readings like tarot card readings, or people who do angel readings. After all, they're still angel cards.
Now, I'm curious, is there a card that you can pull for Paula and I today?
I'm shuffling. I'm glad you asked that question.
perfect timing, Taz.
Oh, interesting. How fun that this came out. So the card that jumped out of the deck is a relationship quartz crystal. And it's for, because I think the reason I said it's interesting is because it's for two people. You are in a relationship. You are partners in the radio show and maybe in other stuff that I'm not even aware about. But so in as for you now as individuals to contemplate this question, are you ready to meet the love of your life or reignite your connection with your partner? And then the wisdom teaching is cultivate the loving relationships in your life. Change your mindset to think as a we rather than an I to attract or renew more love in your life. So that could be platonic or it could be romantic. And then when you turn that over, the card is Archangel Chamuel. And the positive affirmation is, I attract healthy, harmonious relationships into my life. My colleagues, friends, and family respect me and accept me exactly as I am. It's wonderful to be liked and loved so much by such wonderful people. And I think that's perfect because I did not realize that you guys have been on the air for 20 years.
Yeah, 20 plus.
20 plus.
Oh. So that is a long relationship.
It's been marvelous. You know, I think it's a shock. You know, you just kind of, we just kind of get excited about everything. It's kind of like, wow, we can do this. Or did you hear that? Or, I mean, it's like, wow.
And it blows me away to think it's been that long because it doesn't seem that long.
Yeah, right. Oh, geez.
That's profound. Huh? You know, it takes a lot to maintain a relationship. You both are really, you know, obviously good at what you're doing. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on the radio for that long. It's a long time to have a radio show. Congratulations.
Plus, we have to do it now from two separate areas. You know, we're about 3 hours apart. So we have to coordinate things in a different way now. So that's been something new to our relationship.
Well, and you know, the nice thing about that can help you, obviously, you know this, is with technology now, it's an amazing tool, right? So we have so many offerings and keeping in touch and keeping in communication, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, you are on Blog Talk also. You do guided meditations. You want to talk about that?
I do. You know, it's interesting. I have a Blog Talk radio show, but I don't do it consistently. So, you know, there I am having this. And I've done it on and off over the years. I originally had one called Chakra Awakening when my first book first came out. And I did that for, I want to say, two and a half years, something along those lines. So those all podcasted. And they're not under my name. They're under somebody else's network. But they're still out there as Chakra Awakening radio show. It almost felt like Rosanna Danadana there for a second. Chakra. Chakra Awakening. And then, it's good to laugh at oneself, right? I started doing the meditations online, and now there's a nice little archive in there. And I don't do them I was doing them every other week. And 1 week at my store, 1 week online. And then that got to be confusing. My clients were like, is it online this week? Is it in the store this week? Where are you, you know? So I finally just do it every Monday at my store. And now there's enough of them in there for people who maybe don't want to or can't buy all my CDs. Now they have lots of nice options. They can go in and listen to the archives and find peace. You know, they were a little bit different each week. Some weeks they sounded probably similar to another week. But the idea is when we can quiet our mind, and I did it for myself as much as for everybody else, to have that guidance to keep you focused on quieting the mind, that's when we can allow for other thoughts, other creative ideas, or just inner peace. You know, I say just, or maybe the best of all is inner peace from allowing that time to be quiet.
Yeah. How long has your store been open, Margaret?
We're going to be 28 years old in August.
Wow.
I think we met on a cruise, didn't we? The Angel Cruise?
Well, you know where I think we met might have been through my publicist. Do you know Gail Tor?
I don't know.
I think that I got introduced to you through FinTorn Press. I really do. I could be mistaken. Aren't you in the San Francisco area?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
were,
well,
some of you. I don't know. I think it was an introduction through one of my publicists. Because I'm blessed with two publishing houses, both Llewellyn Worldwide and Findhorn Press. So one of the publicists, and they're very nice to me with their assistance to have. Both houses are great in that regard.
Oh, that's probably how we were introduced. It just feels like we've known each other for so long.
Well, it is very comfortable. I have noticed that the first time I talked to you both, and then I was like, wow, I feel like I know these ladies, like we're just catching up, you know?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Now, in your book, let's see, I want to go back to this because I thought it was really cool. You talk about the Archangel Ariel, who brings messages of general health and vitality, and you've hooked it up to a ruby. And then Archangel Gabriel, and you again have brought a gem to go with that in your book. And Archangel Michael, also a gem, lapis lazuli, Archangel Raphael, and that helps to heal yourself and others. And it's a green tourmaline and malachite and moldavite. So this is, again, do you have a glossary that it's easy for people to see through this book that you can bring that together and it's able for them to just look at it visually?
Absolutely. So what I find is, so that one is more so in the essential guide to crystals, minerals, and stones. So when you go to the essential guide to crystals, minerals, and stones, in the back there is definitely a glossary. And that... you'll find it, or I should say an appendix on all the archangels and their associated gemstones. And then when you go to the Essential Guide to Aromatherapy and Vibrational Healing in the back of the book, also an appendix is all of the essential oils and ascended masters, essential oils for the archangels and ascended masters, so that I expanded it a little bit and included some Ascended Masters in the Essential Oil book. Then with the Archangels and Gemstone Guardians cards, you can separate these cards out to get to know the archangels a bit more. Like just this, there's 11 archangels in the deck now. I'm talking about the Archangels and Gemstone Guardians cards. In the deck, there are 11 archangels and 4 cards per archangel. And that's a good way to get to know the deck, right? You can, like, go through and sort out and say, oh, okay, this one's a Michael, this one's a Chamuel, this one's, Uriel, and that way you find until you have them set up in piles of 4, and then you can get to know and learn your deck and the stones and the essential, and also, of course, the archangels. Yes, will be a deck for essential oils.
It's like flashcards too. You learn as you play with the cards.
It's true.
So do you create flower essences as well?
I don't create my own flower essences. I turn to the Bach flower essential oils that were created or originally, let's say, by Edward Bach in the 1930s, and the Bach flower company is still alive and well. And when he created them, they have 38 Bach flowers. And the Bach flowers are for mental and emotional challenges. And the difference between the two are an essential oil is an extraction, extracted from the plant, where a flower essence is a vibrational essence of a plant. So it's not like... You're putting the plant in and trying to distill the essence out of it. Not at all. It's like if you match it up with like a little drop of water, a dewdrop that's sitting on a leaf of a given plant, that is holding the vibrational essence of the plant. So pretty interesting. So and then it really, really worked. Like, I just had my dove pass away, a 26-year-old dove. Long, long life. And it was so sad, and it was such a grieving process that it wasn't, believe it or not, as long as I thought it was going to be, because I took Star of Bethlehem, one of the many, you know, box flowers that are exist, and it really helps with grief and sadness.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So is it a higher vibration than essential oils, or just a different vibration?
I think it's different. You know, on one hand, I would say, oh, yeah, it's a higher vibration, but not really, because I think that you know, when you really contemplate, it's all flowers. You know, flowers and plants are profound. You know, the energetics of them are amazing as far as I'm concerned. And so both of them, you know, they're all plants, so or flowers or roots or whatever, they're still providing a wonderful service to us. We're all interrelated and interconnected, and everything, we all help each other, these plants, and hopefully we're helping the plants and the animals as well.
Yeah.
The vibration,
Mark,
of the earth.
You have a third book out, Cord Cutting, Releasing the Energetic Ties of the Past. And it looks like there's a CD, which really kind of excites me, because right now with the eclipses hitting us, is calling actually for us to let go of a lot of things in our life. And people are feeling those energies. And it looks like this might be really very supportive. And getting people fired and into the aspect of allowing old patterns to be released and really learning how to hit their healing buttons. And tell us a little bit here. We're rounding the bend where our program, you know, will need to stop. But I want you to tell people a little bit about this.
Sure. Well, first of all, just for clarity's sake, it is, in fact, a CD. It is not an actual book. So it's not a bad idea to write a book about the subject. And it is incorporated within Chakra Awakening, my first book, and made reference to in both the other, the newer book, The Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals and Stones, and The Essential Guide to Aromatherapy. So back to cord cutting. So cord cutting, which I'm doing a live event tonight at my store at the Crystal Garden in Boynton, I provide an explanation on the first track of what is cord cutting. And cord cutting, simply put, is, let's use an example, an analogy, of a person who had repetitive, negative, confidence-destroying feedback or comments made to them over and over and over again by someone who they thought loved them or was someone they respected. And so later on in life, even though they may think they overcame that or there's whatever, there's issues that arose, that they're realizing issues are still arising from that constantly being punched into their energy field and being fed over and over and over again. So they start creating patterns in their life because they're believing that that person told them that they weren't good enough or whatever it was that they said to them. And so they keep attracting people that are similar, maybe in a different body, but they're still somehow repeating a pattern where they're creating that in work relationships or family relationships or romantic or friendships. So because we're all interconnected, we're all related, and we have energy that flows between us, even the us who haven't met each other in person, there's an energy between us. We talked about that earlier, how we feel so comfortable with each other. Well, in the negative side of that, if somebody has a negative connection, that's like a hook that's hooked into you, into a person, and then they react based on, it could be a look somebody gives them, a voice, a tone of voice, and it's causing them negative challenges in their life. So cutting these cords through a ceremonial, deep relaxation, first is a deep relaxation process, and then into, which is on the second track of the CD, then it brings them through a process that is so profound to have a meeting, let's say, with the person. They come up as a holographic image in their consciousness, and they get to talk to them about how that made them feel, get things off their chest, and then through a process using the archangels, the cords are cut, and then a healing process starts. And that's a ritual. I think this CD offers a ritual for people, and the fact that the reason I did it in CD format was because I wanted people to be able to use it for different aspects of their life, because there's different things that came up in different times of life that they want to cut cords. Did that all make sense?
Yes, it does. And I have a question. Can it go as far back as a past life?
Yeah, actually, it does. So it can very easily be done in regard to past life scenarios. And so this process I use during private sessions when I'm facilitating regression therapy, and sometimes it is necessary to cut a cord from that lifetime. Though I would say probably 95% of the time it's stuff that has, or a situation that has happened between ages 0 to 10 years old, the majority, not all of it, but 0 to 10 is a really big time. And it's amazing to me how many people will say they're at 4, 8, or 10 years old, those particular numbers.
Margaret, we have just a couple minutes left. Let us give your website out, which is, you actually have two of them. One is thecrystalgarden.com. And the other one is margaretannlembo.com, and that's who we're speaking with. We get so excited we forget to give your name out so often through the show. again, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, A-N-N, and Lembo is L-E-M-B-O. .com, margaretannlembo.com. And the other is thecrystalgarden.com.
So people can go in on your website and order products?
Very much so, yes, you can. If you go to thecrystalgarden.com, you can order products. And you'd even find it through margaretannlembo.com. And one thing I want to mention, on either site, you'll see slides going by. And on my site, margaretannlembo.com, slide number 5 offers you the opportunity to get a daily message from the Gemstone Guardians. That's every other day. So if you want to get it delivered straight into your inbox, they could click on that slide or go to margaretannlembo.com/daily-inspirations. And that way you have a little gift from me.
Wow,
that's great.
Margaret Ann, you are absolutely contagious with life. Thank you.
Somebody called Margaret a rock star, and I think that's very appropriate.
thank you
for offering such a wide scope of areas that can improve our lives mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You are our rock star. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for a great
Thank
show.
Thank you for having me back. I really appreciate it. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Have
God
a great
bless.
Day.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.